Whether you're on your morning commute or taking a trip to the Staples Center, traffic can be an issue. Michaela Wickham reports on a street that will see big changes from Expo Park to downtown LA.
When people who drive in LA hear the phrase more bike lanes, the reaction may be something like this.
I am actually not happy about that. I feel like if you're adding more bike lanes, Figueroa is already congested. You're just going to, like, increase the congestion. People are going to be angry. People are going to be honking. There's going to be road rage.
Christina Ramsey drives on Figueroa Street every day. She's one of many people who have been affected by the LA City Council's My Figueroa project. The plan will add bike lanes and cycle tracks to Figueroa running from Expo Park through downtown. Bike riders will have their own lane separated by a curb, complete with traffic signals at intersections. Eric Bruins of the LA County Bicycle Coalition says the change will help the all-around economics of South LA and downtown.
Because cyclists are basically able to stop on a dime, these are people that live in the community and they spend money, and every time that we've ever documented these types of projects, we've seen increase in retail sales, increase in restaurant sales, so everybody walks away wealthier.
Bruins says the separate lane makes bike riders more comfortable than simply having a painted line on the ground to make a lane. Safety is a big issue for all bike riders. I rode along with college student Asha Anderson. She bikes on Figueroa all throughout downtown LA, and she has a different perspective on the bike lanes.
It's just more environmentally friendly, but it's something that people will have to just get used to over time. I can potentially get somewhere faster than I would for less money, and I can breathe in fresh air while doing it. I just think that in this case, safety is the most important thing.
According to the LA County Bicycle Coalition, nearly 1 in 10 households in LA does not have a car. And the conversation doesn't end with Figueroa Street. The city has plans to add bike lanes to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and 11th Street. Liz Folletta, a USC professor in urban planning, says the future of LA transportation will have to balance all types of transportation.
Right now, we're in a tough transition period where we're encouraging people to make different decisions about transit. I'm sure there will be a moment when it will increase traffic, but I think that's the moment when people will start making different travel decisions, and I think we need to not be afraid of that moment.
The saying goes something like, not having a car in LA is like not having legs. With different transportation options and the city's recognition of this issue, it's hard to say whether this statement will be true for much longer. Michaela Wickham, Annenberg Radio News.